Yes, we made a loan guarantee to a company that it failed. What the American public doesn't realize is that the loan program, where it was designed to either deploy large new energy projects, innovative energy projects, or innovative companies, that Congress had appropriated a certain amount of money to cover the losses of those loans. They expected losses. And because we were loaning at essentially treasury rates, we couldn't, not market rates, you couldn't recover on the loans of the sound loans to take care of the loans that went south. So there's no upside there. And so in the wisdom of the design of the loan program, Congress said, well, there has to be a loan loss reserve. That loan loss reserve happened to be $10 billion. Now, if one gets attacked for losing half a billion, and that is viewed as intolerable, then you have to think, then why would you appropriate 10 or 5 or 2? You could have spent it on schools, roads, scientific research, health. Why would you spend it on a loan loss reserve if you couldn't tolerate, you know, 1/20th of that loss? But they forgot about that. So that's where we are. Now, in the total, the program is still relatively new in the sense that we still have to monitor these loans. I personally don't think we're going to lose 1/5 of it. Okay? We might lose 1/10, but 1/5, I doubt it. That means most of the loans were good. We made a loan to Ford Motor Company for nearly $6 billion. That was a terrific loan. We will be paid back. Okay? And it came at the right time, and Ford is making great cars. There are, you know, these wind and solar projects that are being put up. We're going to get paid back in virtually all of them, I believe, because they have power purchase agreements. Okay, and other things, and there might be delays in construction that might set it back a little bit, but so far most of them look pretty good, and we're monitoring these, you know, and I think, but in what happened with the solar industry, when the price of the modules dropped by 80%, that means it's 1/5 of the cost it was 3 years ago. A lot of manufacturers are under great stress, and that's why there are bankruptcies not only in the United States, there are bankruptcies in China, there are bankruptcies in Germany. They're all over the place. We hope that some of these companies weather this storm. But again, I also see technology being developed. So I think we just have to be very consistent, and there are people who actually say to me, well, I'm not against solar, I'm not against wind, I'm not against these things, I just don't want to see the subsidies go on forever. And I say, okay, we can talk.